You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hillary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we have a wonderfully potent full moon in Taurus. And Taurus is a very earthy, grounded, steadfast, careful, methodical is a good word for Taurus. Also, a sign that enjoys sensuality and the earth. Like, it's very grounded. Often gardeners or cooks or people who are into like comfort and luxury. So it's quite a powerful energy, I think, for us to get in touch with what we need to feel safe and secure here on earth, in our own skin, in our own house, in our own environment. So it's a good time to find out, get in touch with, do a lot of self-search to see what it is that will make you feel secure. And hopefully you are surrounded in that already, which would be lovely, because then you're already beaming out the vibes to everyone else of what it is to achieve what makes you feel happy and content and comfortable and secure in life, which is awesome, which is really what we're here to do, figure out what we want and then kind of beam out figuring out how to do it to everyone else. So if you can take stock of how much money you would need to feel secure, what kind of home you would live in to feel happy and content and secure, and not just, not think, oh, there's that, again, I'm really trying to rein that in. I think I've been doing pretty good, but I don't have total control over it yet. So please excuse me. And I'm now that I've noticed it, I hear it all over people's languages too. So it's not just me. So bear with me. But with the Taurus moon, it's important to get in touch with your ideals of what you would like to feel secure and comfortable. Like, sure, you could do just fine driving around in a Ford Taurus, for instance, but perhaps you'd like to have an Audi or something instead, maybe a Volvo, something a little more expensive, but still offering, basically the same essence. So it's good to know what the essence of what you need is, but then think bigger, because Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Venus just loves luxurious things. So there's nothing wrong with having luxurious things around you. And if you're capable of envisioning it and believing in it for yourself, then you can attract it to yourself. So do that. Figure out what you need to feel secure and then think big about it. There's also a very electric energy between the Scorpio sun, because the sun has just gone into Scorpio, and the Uranus Taurus during this full moon, which gives you, there's like an electrical agitated, also great for helping you to manifest new realities and get into new timelines and grooves that you have had a hard time getting into before, now should be much easier. So even though it can cause, like, you might not be needing to sleep very much, you might feel very anxious and awake and full of brilliant ideas, run with that, because that's pretty awesome. If ideas are coming to you right now, they're probably got like a steadfast, long life to them as well, even though they're still coming in and they're new. So if you can write down what the ideas are that are coming to you, or what, even if you sit in meditation and ponder what you would like to create, with this Uranus energy in there, it's like lightning bolt flashes of inspiration and what you need to go forward and be evolving, really, in your own life. And we all have that, we all have our own version of what that means and how we can do that with our own personal situations and our personal lives that are around us. So this week, that's the big news with the full moon in Taurus, but we also have the sun just moving into Scorpio. And Scorpio is a very, it's a very transformative, healing, lovely, it's often not described as lovely, but if you can tap into the positive side of Scorpio, it's very healing and very present. Like, Scorpio will be there with you when your dog is dying, or when Scorpio will be at the bed of a loved one when they're in some sort of terrible situation. Or the Scorpio sun will also give you the ability to help others heal and to dive into the deep, dark depths of things, which can be very transformative. So even though it can be dealing with the dark side or the underbelly or the mystery, that surrounds us, or perhaps areas that we've been lied to or are being lied to, we can know the truth with the Scorpio energy. We have this sense of how to dig it up and figure out what that is for ourselves. So the Scorpio sun is a time to do that. So we've got another month of this really deep exploratory type of energy. And it's also it has to do with birth and death and sex and all the kind of mysterious taboos area of life we don't like to talk about, Scorpio's pretty much an expert in. So do take time to explore all these areas. And if there's a secret that you need to know, or if you're being lied to, because we really, as a society, we're lied to all the time. So if you can sniff that out for yourself, I think then you have a much better chance of protecting yourself and your loved ones from things that we need protecting from. So the full moon is right after the Scorpio sun. The sun moves into Scorpio. So it is a potent day and it has a lovely aspect. This is the 24th and it's exact at 9:45 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And there's a lovely aspect between Venus and Saturn, which is very supportive. So there can be some kind of opportunity for money or love or all the areas ruled by Venus. So things that you value, whatever it is that you value, there's an opportunity to bring that into your life or make a commitment to it. So it could be, you know, let's get an example is that you've been kind of dating someone, but nobody's really been saying what's going on. So with this energy, you would be like, hey, you know what? I can see the potential of you and I becoming a long-term life partner sort of situation. Let's make a commitment. So that's a big one. It could also even be committing to a loan or lending somebody money or receiving money. There can be an energy that brings new and lovely people into your life with the Venus, because Venus loves relationships. So it's a nice aspect that's connected to this full moon. And then there's also, though, the feeling of the Uranus aspect in here, which gives there like an electrical, unexpected, it charges it up. So anything can happen. And that maybe that's the kind of energy we need when something new needs to happen, right? So if there needs to be a big change in your life, this is the full moon to initiate it. And it gives you also, like Uranus is an individualist, so it's very good at being exactly who it is without fluffing things up or presenting a facade. It's just very much take it as it is, and it takes everybody else as they are as well. So it's a very humanitarian energy, which is connected into this very stable full moon in Taurus. So it kind of destabilizes things, but I suspect just enough to have like just the energy swishing around enough to create newness in our lives, which, I mean, who doesn't need that, right? We're all evolving here and we've all got to keep on changing. You can't do, what is that saying? Go where you like to have something different in your life, you have to do something different than you've been doing. So even though Taurus isn't one for change, when it knows what method it needs to take to get to where it's going, then it can implement the change from within itself. So figure out what that is. What do you need to change in your life? What kind of projects should you be getting involved in or reviving? Where can you put your nurturing, healing physical energy into? Something that you could help ground. It's a very good time to like breathe deeply and connect down into the earth, like into the deep core of Mother Earth. Because once we're grounded on Earth, we feel very safe and solid and secure. And I think that we really are. So if you can do that and make sure that you get your hands in the dirt or your feet on the dirt, depending on where you live and how chilly it is, I guess. And if not, then there's all kinds of lovely things you can do to get grounded. Then mostly it's just intention. But it makes it so much easier if you can get the big old trees around you or the earth under your real feet. Your bare feet on the earth or your hands in the dirt, even growing some plants or planting a flower or connecting with your crystals is really good. It's also, with this full moon, a wonderful time to put out all of your crystals for them to be cleansed and renewed with the full moon energy. And also, too, You can make a tincture out of some sort of beverage that you like to drink. You can put a bottle of water out there and it will be imbibed with the vibes of the full moon, which can support you through the changes that are coming, the changes that you're initiating with your intention. So do something special to harness the power of the full moon. It does all you really, I mean, it's happening whether you're, you know, jumping on with figuring out what to do in your life or not. It's also a really good time to let go of habits that aren't good for you. So smoking or eating too much sugar, interestingly, because Taurus loves to eat, but also if you're doing, there's lots of sweet, lovely things that you can have that aren't going to kill you. Doesn't all need to be donuts and like high fructose corn syrup, right? So with the Taurus energy, you could enjoy dark chocolate or macadamia nuts or some sort of lovely decadent dessert, but also something that's healthy. And that way you can use the Taurus energy, still enjoying the lovely, sensuous pleasures of the earth, but also using that steadfast certainty that Taurus energy has for making changes that are necessary. Like if you still have a cigarette addiction or some other addiction that you need to give the boots to because it's weighing you down. That can happen on the full moon. And then by the next new moon, 2 weeks away, you should feel significantly freed from, or entirely free from, the addiction that you're trying to leave behind here or that you have left behind. And so mote it be. So what else do we have going on this week? That's the big news. Hopefully you'll take the time to harness that on the 25th. But then we also have, I guess it's big news here too, Venus and the Sun will conjoin in Scorpio. And it's in retrograde. And so it could be conjuring up a lot of like past people that you've let go of or didn't know you had around you, or raising up situations that need to be identified. It's a very passionate energy, very committed as well. So if there's something that you need to know or something that you need to understand or somebody you need to connect with, it's very likely that they will magically appear around Friday and that you'll be connected with what you need to know to move forward, which is very cool. And apparently, this is a very cool thing. Like, as the planets move around the Earth in their orbit, they create patterns in the sky. And Venus, it takes 8 years for the conjunctions with the Sun to complete its cycle. And if you track it through, I think I put this on my Facebook page somewhere. If you track it through its cycles and speed it up, like, so you can see what it's doing, it makes a five-pointed star in the heavens above us, which I think is just like more magic, right? They're more amazing. Like, what is going on here? So I think we all are tapped into the sacred geometry of the earth through our, they say that a drop of blood reflects the birth chart. So our like in our eyes, iridology can show that information as well. So we've come with basically a blueprint in all around us, showing us kind of what we're a part of. And it's pretty cool that we're all waking up to it now. And we were born in a time where we can really utilize this, what used to be very secret, also used to be public knowledge information. So it's all rising up, and so are we. And that's pretty exciting times to be a part of. So be sure and do something to value what you value and to make it clear. And gratitude definitely is the attitude, because with the energy of gratitude, you attract more of what you want into your life. And the next day, the Sun will sextile Saturn and the Moon squares Neptune. So it's another busy day of, like, now you can commit. Now you know what you're doing. And there's a magical quality to what you're doing as well. With Neptune coming in there, there's the shimmer around it. So be sure that you're aware of the magic that you have to create your reality and utilize it. It's just a lot. It's really just about intention and knowing what you're doing, being prepared and focused. So it does help to be your own influence in this and know what resonates as true to you and what will make you happy. On the 29th, which is next Monday, Mercury and Jupiter will square or will conjoin each other. And this is in Scorpio as well. So there's this depth to what's going on right now, and commitments made with this kind of energy are very fortunate and lucky and powerful. So keep in mind that you are in important times and important changes are happening, and that there's luck all around you right now. Be conscious of the ideas that are coming to you, like the big expansive ideas, perhaps ideas to travel or to work internationally, or even to just be touching base and working with a more international clientele could be going on right now. Fortune is all around and it favors the bold. So keep that in mind for the next week. And when you're trying to envision the future before you, keep in mind that think big, because big things can happen and you just have to know what you want and you just have to intend it. And that's like sounds like it's simplifying things, but just the setting of intentions will get things rolling in the direction. And you may have to clear some things out to get what you need to happen in your life so that you have what you want to happen. But it's not that hard once you set the ball in action and you'll know, or set the ball rolling, and you'll know that you're on track because synchronicities will happen. Just little things that the universe will send you to let you know you're on the right track. So thank you so much for all of your hard work and dedication and focus and faith and all the things you've been doing to keep yourself rolling and evolving and feeling positive, because it hasn't been easy. Nothing really is on the earth plane. Nothing really is until it is. So I hope you have a most blessed Taurus full moon and a wonderful week. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com. or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.